It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Prues. On this show, we explore meals you can prepare, restaurants to try, events you can participate in, beverages you can create. Basically, the fun you can have with food, your family, your friends, here in Fairbanks, best city in the world. We have our four wonderful sponsors for our show, and I hope that you use them. They treat us on the show so very fine. We appreciate them, and we appreciate what they bring the Fairbanks Foodies. Please use them if you can. They are bedrocks of businesses here in Fairbanks. You know, 4 years goes by fast. We're in the fourth year of our show already. Really? Fairbanks Foodies was the original, the OG of the show lineup that you have every Saturday. We play from 1 to 1:30, and we're accompanied by a host of great shows. It's a great way to spend a nice Saturday doing things that you want to do, listen to great programs. And here on Fairbanks Foodies, we try and have you eat well every Saturday. This last week, I made pasta. I'm Italian. Sunday nights in my house growing up was pasta. Wonderful. My mom, she would make this homemade pasta spaghetti sauce. Wonderful. It'd take her 5 hours, 6 hours to make, and she'd make enough for about a month for us. And it was incredible. But sometimes you just don't have enough time to do that. You don't have the time to put in 5 to 6 hours, so I'm going to bring you through how to make one really simple and fast with meatballs. The first thing we want to do is, how are we going to create our meatballs? And I go 50-50. I go 50% sweet Italian sausage, get a pound of it, 50%, 93% hamburger meat, 93% of meat, 7% fat. Together, those make a great texture. But what are we going to add to it? And whenever I add items of herbs, spices to something, I'm not one of those, oh, it has to be a quarter cup of this or a teaspoon of this or a tablespoon of that. No, I just sort of take a look at it and I wing it, and it turns out great. And I encourage you to do that too on this recipe. So you've got your pound of meat, you got your pound of sweet Italian sausage, and what we're going to do is cook a pound of, say, rigatoni or a pound of pasta. And with the amount of meatballs we're going to have, you're going to have a lot of leftovers for maybe some meatball sandwiches later in the week. Whenever we're cooking for good leftovers. So what we're going to do is we're going to make our meatballs first. Get your pound of meat, get your pound of sweet Italian sausage, put in there some breadcrumbs, some Italian breadcrumbs, because what we're doing is we're giving this texture. Sprinkle some on there, a good amount, I'd say maybe a quarter of a cup right in there. And then take one egg, crack it, and put it on top. Now we're going to add our spices, and you got to have your granulated garlic, you got to have your salt, your pepper, you got to have your oregano, you got to have your basil. Oh, you put it all in there, and you put it in an amount that looks good for you. That spice combination is just right. Then you take it and you mix it all together, and you're going to see the egg going around. It takes you about 4 minutes with your hands, and I always put on gloves, you know, the rubber gloves. I always put them on, the blue ones or the black ones, depending on your hand size. And I get it all mixed great. It takes about 4 or 5 minutes, this kneading it through, mixing it up, putting it together. And then I pull out an ice cream scooper because we're looking for a consistency of size. And what I do is I take the ice cream scooper and I just, you know, take the scoop out, bam. I have consistent size and I roll it for about 15 seconds, put it all hardened, ready to go. And I do that, and you're going to get, with that pound of meat and pound of pork, you're going to get about, oh, say, 12 good good meatballs right in there. So what are we going to do? Then I go and I buy off the shelf. I buy off the shelf a $3 to $3.50 glass jar of commercial pasta sauce, Ragu, Classico. They're all good, because what's going to happen is you can spice this up a little bit, but you're going to cook the raw meatballs in it. So you put it in there, you put it in a nice 8-9 inch saute pan, and I always put like a depending on how much I'm cooking for, I'm cooking a pound of, say, rigatoni DeSico size 24 noodles that I bought at Fred Meyer's or Safeway. Perfect size was perfect size for four. So I get the large and the small size of your Classico or your Ragu. So I got an investment of $6 into pasta sauce. I've got an investment of about $3.50 into the pasta. And I've got an investment of about $12 into the meatball. So my total cost for a four-person dinner pasta, about $20. That's pretty good. So anyway, I put the glass jar and a half of the pasta sauce into the big skillet, and I heat it up, and I put the meatballs in there, and I'm cooking them in the sauce. So all that flavor that cooks, you know, that fat, that rendering that comes out, goes into your pasta sauce and gives it a great flavor. And I'll also add some spices to the sauce itself, such as your granulated garlic, your oregano, basil. But that's all you have to do. And it takes about 45 minutes on medium heat to cook the meatballs through. And once you do, it's incredible. But at the same time, you're getting your pound of rigatoni, get your pot of water on the boil. And as it's all about a 45-minute process. Get the water boiling, put the rigatoni, a pound of rigatoni in there, and make sure you stir it, put some salt. Once your water's boiling, that's when you put your salt in to get that going. And as the meatballs get finished, when they're finished, you take them out. And just before your rigatoni is just a little bit pastel dante, it's almost done, you take it off the water, drain it, and then you put your rigatoni into your pasta sauce, because you want the final absorption of the pasta to have going into it, your pasta sauce. You want that final finish in your pasta sauce. So your rigatoni, your spaghetti, your ziti, whatever type of pasta you're using, absorbs a little bit of that sauce into the pasta. And you're mixing it around. Oh, and it's wonderful. And then you plate it, and you plate a meatball or two on every plate. Each of your four, you and your three guests, everyone gets a quarter pound of pasta, which is a nice amount. Everyone gets a meatball or two, and there you go. You got a great dinner, and you're enjoying it. My goodness. But that's how you do it. You have your pasta, your pasta sauce, your meatballs. One begets the other, begets another. One goes into the other, goes into the other. It's all made into one, all in one. And then, when you serve it, of course, you have to have some freshly grated Parmesan to put on top of that nice, wonderful sauce. Have a good, nice Chianti or a red table wine, red bottle of wine. And you are a hero, my friends. And that's how you do it. Oh. But here you go, another thought. It's March. Easter is on March 30th. I've been neglectful of breakfast recipes, brunch recipes, things like that. So during the month of March, with Easter coming up, we're going to give you some really good thoughts, some recipes, some ideas for breakfast, for brunch, whatever you want to use it for Easter, Father's Day, Mother's Day. The biggest breakfast day in America is Easter. Second day is Mother's Day. Mother's Day brunch, Easter brunch. Everyone does it. So if you're going to go out and have brunch at a restaurant, may I suggest that you make your reservations now? Get out there, get it done, because this day fills up fast. And where are you going to go? There's not that many places that give you a good Easter brunch. So at the end of this show, call the Pump House. They're open right now. It's a Saturday. It's 1:30. Give them a call. Get a table reserved for you and your family, your friends. I'm going to have a table of four at either the Pump House or the Greens Restaurant. I'm not going to, you know, I'm taking people out. We're going to relax, enjoy, have a wonderful breakfast made for us. They have great buffets, nice mimosas, and so do that. So we're going to give you some recipes here. Now, all these recipes take prep, not that much prep, and they're placed in the oven. You know, you're going to cook some eggs on top, and you're going to put those in the oven too, or you're going to just mix up some eggs and put that in the oven, but it's all in the oven. So when you put it in the oven, if you're taking it to a friend's house or you're serving it at your house, you're not prepping anything else. Once it's in the oven, you're drinking a mimosa, enjoying yourself, and we're going to give you a little bit of everything here. That way, you can have a full meal, a full complement of a brunch. And in throughout March, throughout the month of March, we're going to be doing this, so you're going to enjoy yourself. But first, we are going to take a message from our sponsors before we start getting into our recipes. Back in a minute.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday. We're coming into the, hopefully, the last of our cold season here this March. Hey, we live in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's March. We had some nice weather, some heavier weather. We've been through a great winter so far. March, things starts opening up, more sunlight, more fun. great cooking opportunities, but we're talking about brunch ideas for Easter. Now, here's one for you. A tater tot casserole. Easy to make, delicious. It gives you that American spud at breakfast. Now, why do you want to make it? Because, first of all, it's delicious. It's, you know, you get tender tater tots, juicy sausage. You can put bell peppers in this. Gooey cheese melted, you know, you're adding eggs, and you're topping it with cheese. There's so many directions to take this. It's wonderful, and it's easy, and it's all thrown together. You can prep this ahead. It's versatile. It's you can literally, depending on how you want to take this with your ingredients, you can do it, but you know your main ingredients are frozen tater tots and eggs, and it feeds a lot of people. This is going to feed between 8 and 12 people easily, and it gives people, you know, if it's 8 to 10 people, some people get seconds. So what are you going to need? Go get a frozen bag of tater tots, you know, the tater tots, the 32-ounce package found in the freezer section, and you're not going to thaw them. You're going to pull them out of your freezer ready to go. Sausage, bulk sausage. Bulk sausage, that means a pound of sausage. The Jimmy Dean. I like to use in mine the Jimmy Dean hot. What it does is it gives a good spice blend in there. So go get a thing of Jimmy Dean sausage, bulk, and their hot is the best flavor. So it adds a little bit of kick or something like that. If you can't find the hot and you want to kick it up, or you want to kick up the hot even higher, throw some red pepper flakes in there. Your aromatics. Get a yellow onion, a few cloves of garlic as a base flavor. Oh, it's going to soften things. Cheese. I always use two types of cheese. Cheddar, a sharp cheddar and a pepper jack. But you can also throw in there, say, a mozzarella, a Monterey Jack, a white cheddar, a yellow cheddar. Again, but you want to use two types of cheese. Now, the pepper jack melted beautifully and really gives it that sassy kick. Eggs in this. 8 eggs. Simple as that. Oh, you can throw in a few more if you want. Half and half. To create this luscious and creamy egg texture, you're going to need half and half so it doesn't dry out once it's baked. Now, if you don't have half and half and you have a thing of cream and a thing of milk, combine 1/2 cup of each and you got half and half. Green chilies. Go buy that 4-ounce can of diced green chilies. They're not spicy, but what they do is they add a tangy flavor and it's mild. It's not hot. But what you also can do is also add salsa. That's right. Your seasonings, parsley, paprika, ground mustard, salt and pepper. That's it. No bland breakfast casserole for us on this day of Easter. So, what are you going to do? You're going to cook your sausage and your veggies. You're going to soften them up, render the fat. You cook the onions and the pepper too with the sausage. Save them. Once they're done, transfer the sausage mixture to a lightly greased pan. Cool. Let it sit there. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a layer of a nice 9 by 13 inch pan. We're going to take the pan out, grease it, put the frozen tater tots down. We're going to take our mixture of sausage, bell pepper, onion, garlic, and we're going to put that on top. And in your eggs, you're going to put your spices, such as your salt, your pepper, your paprika, things like that that we're looking at. So you put that in your eggs along with your half and half. Put the half and half in the eggs. Whisk it all together. And what you're doing with your eggs, you're getting 8 to 10 eggs, and then you're getting a half cup of cream, half cup of make it a half cup total of this cream, half and half. Excuse me, a half 10 eggs and a half cup of half and half, and you're good to go. You're assembling again tater tots in the bottom, your sausage and your cheese. Then you're going to cover that with your egg mixture. You're going to stir it all together, combine it evenly, pour the egg mixture over it, sprinkle some remaining tater tots on top. You're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and you're going to bake it for 10 minutes until the egg takes form and the cheese on top melts. You're going to pull it out, let it rest for 5 minutes, and bam, you are ready to go. Good serving. Now, again, another dish with eggs in it and tater tots. But here's a new one for you. What we're going to make is little breakfast omelets. And you're going to use that baking tin for your cupcakes. The cupcake tin, you might say. And what you're going to do is you're going to get out your tater tots. But this time, you're going to have them unfrozen. And you're going to spray your baking tin with Pam. And we're going to make these little omelets. So spray your baking pan with Pam. Put 3 tater tots in each of the cups. Bake it at, say, 350 degrees for 10 minutes. Let's go to 400 degrees. Go to 400 degrees because we want to get these cooked faster. Go to 400 degrees for 10 minutes. Pull them out. Then what you're going to do is you're going to smash the tater tots, into your tin. Each one. You got 12 in there. 3 by 4. So you got 12 little areas for your mini omelets. Smash them in. And then what we're going to do is we're going to fill each one up. When this is baking, you're going to take, say, a pound of sausage, a red bell pepper, some onion. You're going to saute it up. And when after 10 minutes, you're going to pull out your pie tin. And then you're going to put your ingredients here, your sausage, your red bell pepper, your onion, in each of your pie tin cups. And then on top of that, what we're going to do is we're going to take a dozen eggs, and you're going to shake them up, stir them up, mix them up, and you're going to pour it into each pie tin. Then on top of that, we're going to take Colby Jack or cheddar, shredded. Get it at Fred Meyer's, the Safeway. Put it on top. And what we're going to do is when you're doing this, you're going to turn your oven down to 350, because this is a 350 degrees bake. You don't want to bake it too fast. What that'll do at 400 degrees, that'll get your exterior hard and your interior about right, or your exterior right and your interior soft. So 350 degrees for 20 minutes, and you'll know it's done when your eggs start to rise and the cheese starts to brown. That's when it's done, when the eggs rise and the cheese is brown, and out comes your, basically, we could call this a mini breakfast omelet, or we could call this a breakfast egg muffin. Because that's what it looks like. It's a lot of fun, and it's really neat, and oh boy. So here's another one for you. One of the most popular breads out there in any store is the Hawaiian roll. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a 9 by 13 inch baking dish. That's the size of the Hawaiian rolls. And we're going to make breakfast sliders out of it. That's right. So what we do is go get your Hawaiian rolls, And what else are we going to need for this? You need bacon, cheese, again, sliced cheddar, chives, salt, eggs. And what we're going to do is you're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees. And then take it in your 9 by 13 pan and, again, pan or lightly grease it. That way the bread comes out. We're baking. And then using a serrated knife, you're going to slice, you're going to cut your Hawaiian rolls in half horizontally. So you're going to have two halves, same size. Make sure to keep the top of the rolls intact as you cut. Place the bottom of the rolls on the 9 by 13 pan. Then what we do is we want to layer cheese over the entire thing. Now, again, cheddar cheese is good. Provolone. You want to go a Hawaiian, Italian. It's easy. Layer the cheese on there. Then what we're going to do is we're going to take our bacon or sausage, cooked by this point, and you're going to put it on there. And then what you're going to do is you're going to get a dozen eggs, and we're going to scramble them. Whisk them up, scramble them, get it to the almost done phase where they're still moist, because we're going to cook these. So we put those on top. We have our cheese layer. We have our layer of sausage and things like that, onion, whatever you want to do. Then we take our milky, not milky, but moist scrambled eggs and level those out, layer it over our Hawaiian King rolls. And then we're going to put the top of the, or what I like to do if you have extra cheese, put the extra cheese on top of the eggs. You have cheese, your ingredients of sausage and onion, and again, your, I like the red or the orange bell peppers. Then you have your egg, then more cheese. There's never enough cheese. Again, repeat after me. There's never enough cheese. Then you top with your Hawaiian King roll. But before we put it in the oven, what I like to do is I like to melt butter and garlic. You know, there's some granulated garlic. Put it in a microwave. Put it on for a minute. Make sure it doesn't overflow. Brush it on the top of the rolls. Put in the oven, 400 degrees, 10 to 15 minutes. Pull it out, let it rest for 2 minutes, and then take your spatula and carve out your individual sliders. And that's how you do it. Boom. So, we've done three wonderful brunch available meals. We've looked at Easter brunch on the 30th, and it's coming fast. So again, after this show, make a determination where you want to have brunch. Find out who's going to have brunch. Give them a call. Get your reservations. Get your table. If you want to make a wonderful pasta meal, it's easy. And again, you can listen to this show at kfarradio.com. Go to the audio archives, look under Fairbanks Foodies, and look by the date, and pull it up. Wonderful, wonderful shows. We've been doing this 4 years, and you can do this. But Easter's going to be here fast. If you're a guy, make sure you get your lovely wife, significant other, nice flowers, a good card. Make sure you got good Easter baskets for your kids. Make sure you got a good place to bring them for Easter brunch, Easter breakfast, or if you have people over, serve them yourself. That's our show for today. Y'all have a great Saturday. I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.